We look back on this week that was on the K92 morning thing. And y'all could mock me and make fun of me, but then you knew deep down that I had me some sexy tacos because I embarrassingly bought taco stands just for the Instagram pictures. So little plastic stands that you put your tacos in so you can take pictures of them while they're standing up and they look all cute. And I got me some sexy tacos, and Antoine knew it because he was making fun of my taco. And then the next thing you know, he looked at my new taco, and my new taco looked good. You see those, that saggy taco?
Those are normal, natural looking.
Flat.
Damn, they look nice.
See? Now I'm showing them the better ones that are on the stand.
See, you said they look nice. They better throw a heart on there.
Those are attractive tacos.
Look how sexy and buxom those big old tacos look in their push-up.
Monica. Uh-huh. Monica, if those tacos had an OnlyFans, I'd probably sign up. Tacos right there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
My OnlyFans.
They did look good.
They did.
I'd subscribe. Yep, was it $5.99 a month? $9.99 a month?
We'll go with one of those.
I don't know.
Both of them. How about we'll have a tier? Though you know, you get one. You only get one taco at $5.99, but you get two tacos when it's $9.99. That's what it is.
All right.
We learned. Now, there's the age-old argument of is a taco a sandwich that I'm not getting into.
No,
the answer is no. It's not. But I do know this about sandwiches. It's very disturbing when Monica does something to yours when you're Monica's husband and you don't even realize it. He didn't even see her do this to his sandwich, so much so that he thought his sandwich had been tampered with by the store.
So I will say, over this weekend, Jared, he went out and got some fast food. I walked by and I just took one bite out of the sandwich. That's all I wanted was one bite. And I walked away and he didn't see me take that bite. So then he was like, I hear him saying, oh my gosh, I gotta go back because one of the employees took a bite out of the sandwich. Why would they take a bite out of the sandwich?
He thought that somebody else did it. How does Jared not realize who he's married to by now? He should not assume that an employee took a bite. He should assume this woman did. I was hilarious, though. I think I'm going to work that one into my repertoire if I can ever figure it out. Do it to one of the kids' sandwiches or something. Just take a bite.
Every once in a while. But then let them try to figure out who did it. You can never take fault for it.
No. I might even try to do it to Antoine one of these mornings because he would never suspect me to do that.
Oh, no.
It better be you.
I took that bite.
Let me find out. Somebody from down the hall came in and ate my sandwich. Everybody's going to jail that day. Everybody's going to jail.
That's
going to
be fun. I have to wait at least a year.
That will be so fun.
Give me time to forget.
Something else probably that we all want to forget is every time Monica hosts Who Knows Who. Because it's me and it's Antoine. And the questions are always so, I mean, they're great and disturbing and weird and just, you get put on the spot and you have to make very tough decisions. And I was given the choice. I had to quit my job and take on a new job, my new career. And I had to do, what was it? Kissing grandmas. What was the first one? Did anybody even remember, Monica? What was the other one?
Expressing anal glands.
Oh, yes, of the beavers, yes.
Yeah, and so I heard anal glands, beavers. I started putting stuff together, and I brought up an item that she didn't mention.
Yeah, and then the final job that I had to choose from was playing butt bongos on men's butts in Brazil, but the finest of all the butts in all the land.
The finest.
So Antoine had to decide which of those three would it be, and he thought it was going to be kissing grandmas. Well, Antoine?
What'd you say?
Oh, sorry, what?
That means you're wrong.
You're going to make vanilla, aren't you?
The correct answer is the best male butts in all of Brazil.
You want to be banging on booties?
Bang, bang, bam.
Butt bongos.
Bam, bam.
Come on. You can't be banging on the booties.
I have to, and here's why. I get to be part of the best of the best, all right? It wasn't the worst male butts. It was the best male butts. The ones you can really just bam, bongo, bam, bam, bam. So you know what? At least these are people who appreciate their craft and their work. Yep, exactly. And you know what? I'm going to take a bite out of Antoine's sandwich, and then when he's all mad about it, I'm going to play the butt of one of our coworkers. I'm back.
What?
Ready for it. Take it down.
I feel attacked.
Yeah, you were. Yes. Oh, yes, you were. Absolutely.